So, yeah, I was starting to rethink the idea in the original idea, the original question in the Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Nun Aleph. So, the problem, and it's been mentioned already, the question of Eimavirin by Mitzvah Sa'omer. So the Gemara in Menachah says, Mitzvah Sa'omer, Lahavi Min HaKarov. So the Mitzvah Sa'omer is to bring it from the closest place possible to Yerushalayim. That's where you should bring it from. So the Gemara says, "My taima, ibay esema mishum Carmel, vibay esema mishum de'im avir and ala mitzvos." And that's the end of the Gemara. Okay, so Rashi says, "Why do you need karov? Carmel, takrav rach umale shetayet for rachov and nimlelas biyad. Vi maisi merachok nashiv la zika umiskasha bederach." And Hai Carmel, the Minchas Omer Ksiv. So one reason is that the grain should be as fresh as possible. So that's why you should bring it from Karov Yerushalayim. And then the second reason is Ve'ein Mavirin. Okay, Dein Mavirin. So Rashi says, Ve'ilkach Yishiyotzim Yerushalayim Levake Shomer. Osa Shemotza Risha Noto, Deim Avirin, Ala Mitzvahs. Okay. So, yeah. So Tosfos basically he quotes, of course, out of the Gemara we started with in Eza Makoman. Okay, the whole business with El Yisodim is Bacha Ola, Shepesach Moed. He tells you Rashi's idea. Again, he brings Raya's that Rashi's right, that it's based on the Pasuk, not based on the concept of Ein Mavirin. All right, brings his Raya's for that. So then he asks the Kasha, the same Kasha he asked in Zvachim. V'hakashi dihi gufa lama likra, typically the Ein Mavirin ala mitzvahs, kida ashkachan hocha, uvipara gimel diyuma. Okay, all right, same questions that he raised in Zvachim. Okay, and then he says, "Umitartzen." There are those who answer, "The lo shayach em avirin ala mitzvahs elok kashiyesh shtei mitzvahs lefonav kigon disha mizbeach vamenorah or kigon mitzvahs kronos shein yodia meheichan yaschil v'chein bahach deshmaiten shenotel minakarav." Okay, then he says, "Aval likvo amakom ashvich hashirayim." Lo kavo mahaitaima, ilo the gali kro beedja. So he says, same answer, same exact answer that he gave in Zvachim. That to be koveya makom, where to pour the shirayim, you can't designate that place based on the concept of Eim Avirin, but if it weren't for the fact that the pasuk reveals it. Okay? So the Shita Mikabetzis on the spot asks the obvious question. He says, "Vitirates Harash, the Lo Amri name Avir Ne'ele B'Shtei Mitzvah Shakodemus Lehavi Mekudam, Avol Lekvoa Makom Lo Shayach, the Kasham Mishmaitzen, the Lo Havi Lekvoa Makom." He says, "But I don't stand. Why is the Kasham from this very Gemara?" Here you're just using the principle to tell you where to cut the over from. It's just to be koveya makom. V'kamar deim afirin. Uv'makom hakodem shiyamatze chayav lasosa. So you see that what? Then you can't be koveya makom based on deim afirin. You pick the first possible makom that you come to. So what's the difference between this and the concept of Shmicha Shirayim Ali Yisod? Why don't you say that's also Eim Avirin? What are you telling me? It's because you can't be Koveya Makom based on that reason. No, you see, you can't be Koveya Makam. What's the problem? That's what the Shita Mikavetz raises. Okay? So, I think we can answer the question. I just wanted to go over the idea that we originally said. I don't know if I'm adding anything, making it clearer. I don't know. I just want to repeat it. Okay? So, Tosas had, going back to the original thing, so the Gemara in Zvachim, so Tosas had the Kasha, why don't you say that you'll know Shvicha Shirayim on the Yesod Ma'aravi based on the principle of Eim Avirin? And Tosas gives the answer that you only say it by two mitzvos, okay? Although he doesn't mean, of course, literally two mitzvos, okay? First of all, you see that by the case of the Omer. It's not literally two mitzvos. Okay, plus he has the case over there by the Kronos. Okay, which is all part of one mitzvah, whatever the carbon is. So, but he says, it's when you have two mitzvos in front of you, but to be Koveya Makom, that you could ever say, Elo the Goli Kro. Okay? So, I just want to go over. So, what was the Havamina, what was the Maskana? So he said like this, that the Havamina was a din, Eim Avirin is a din in Maisa. That the Tosas understood Eim Avirin, that the first, if you encounter an opportunity to do a Maisa mitzvah, so you have no right to pass it by. And that's why Tosas thought that Eim Avirin should tell you that here's your first opportunity to do the Maisa Mitzvah is where? By the Yesod Ma'aravi. Why should you go around the corner to the Yesod Dromi? If it's a question of, in terms of the Maisa. But you see, Tosas Lamaskana says, obviously, that formulation is incorrect. All right? Or else you'd have the Kasha. So what does he say is the Torah's real idea of Eim Avirin? So it's a little bit more of a conceptual idea, which is that it's formulated in terms of Kiyume Chefta, meaning to say like this, that you have objects in Halacha, and these objects, they find fulfillment in a certain performance. Okay, they have a certain objective, a certain fulfillment insofar as mitzvah is concerned, that is realized through the maisa of the adam. Okay, that's what you mean by a kiyum, right? A kiyum in the chafta. It has a certain objective, this object, that becomes realized through the performance of the mitzvah. So Tosas learned in the Maskana that Eim Avirin means that when you're pogeya, when you encounter a chefza, that a mitzvah can be realized, that a kiyum in its nature, in its designation, can be realized. So you have no right to drop it. Okay, you have no right to drop it. Okay? Which we said, it comes under the category, it's like a type of bizui mitzvah. Okay? So, therefore, in the case of the Mizbeach, the kiyum is realized insofar as the Mizbeach. It's a kiyum Mizbeach. The Mizbeach presents an opportunity, and there's a kiyum Mizbeach. So, therefore, you can't say that this is Ma'avira now. Because since it's a Kiyom in Mizbeach, there's no Ha'avara. The fact that you go from the Yesod Ma'aravi to the Yesod Dromi, let's say, that would still realize the Kiyom in the Mizbeach. What are you being Ma'avir? It's the one, you can't be Ma'avir unless it's two different things. if it's one and the same thing, it's in terms of the kiyum and the chafza, you don't have two things. You're not being mavir. What's the difference whether you do it on this side or that side? That's not mavirin. So that's why, and that's exactly what Tosa says, that ilav the gully kra, meaning if the Torah wouldn't have revealed it, then you would only have one logical conclusion. Do it on any yisod you want, because it's a kiyum in the mizbeach. So what's the difference where you do it? It won't make any difference. There'll be no reason to select one over the other. And Eim Avirin wouldn't tell it to you either. Because Eim Avirin, you can't be Mavir on itself. It's not possible. Only insofar as Maisik you can speak about it. But not insofar as the Kiyom and the Chefta. Okay, that's how we explained it. Or hopefully maybe we explained it better this time. I don't know. In other words, now, according to the Maskana, now the Torah said, Amar Rachmana Asher Pesach HaOmoed. So the Torah, for whatever reasons, designated that the Kiyum Mizbeach should take place through the Yesod Ma'aravi. It has some Asher Pesach HaOmoed. Period. I mean, you could go ahead and speculate. You know, maybe why the Torah? I don't know. You could say things. In other words, let me just say one more thing. In other words, what the Torah said was that you should take. I mean, this is the first Mishnah Neis and Makamim. In other words, you should take the pnimium, okay, the parva aisle of Yom Kippur, whose kapara takes place inside. Right, the dam is sprinkled on Bein Habadim, on the Paroches, and on Mizbach HaKetores. That's where the Kiyum Kapara takes place. And now you should take Shiyorei Hadam, the remnant of the dam Kapara, and it should be related to the Mizbach HaOla. It should result in a Kiyum in the Mizbach HaOla. But you would never know if you just had Eim Avirin where that should be. It would be in the Yesod. Okay? But that would all you know. But now the Torah said, Asher Pesach HaMoed. So it gave you, it designated a place how the Kiyum should take place. Now the Kiyum can't take place through the Yesod Dromi. But that's for whatever reasons. That's the Xeris HaKasuv. That's how the Tosos, plays out. So before we go back to Mitzvahs Omer, just one more Gemara. The Gemara in Megillah on Dav Vav Amud Beis. So the Gemara has a very lengthy discussion here about where Kriyas HaMegillah should be in a year that is two Adars. Okay, I am not going to go through the whole Gemara. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi Savar, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom, on Vav and Beis. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi Savar b'chol shana v'shana. Ma kol shana v'shana, Adar HaSamach l'Shvat, Afkan Adar HaSamach l'Shvat. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Savar, B'chol Shana V'Shana, Ma Kol Shana V'Shana, Adar HaSamach L'Nisan, Afkan Adar HaSamach L'Nisan. B'Shlama Rebbe Elezer, Rebbe Yossi, Mistavar, Taima, Deim Avirin Ala Mitzvos. Ela Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Mai Taima, Ama Rebbe Tabi, I'm not sure how you pronounce it. Taima de Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Mismach Geula LeGeula Adif. Okay, Purim should be juxtaposed with Pesach. Okay, so you should basically raise the same question again. Right? It sounds like it's... How does Tosfos answer work here? That according to the first Man D'Amar, it should be Adar Rishon. That should be really Purim, Kriyas Megillah, whatever. So what kind of idea is that? How does that work? It should be the same. What do you mean? It sounds like it's being Koveya. Again, it sounds like a Kviyas. Right? Right? Good problem, right? Good problems, both of them. By the way, just before we define it, just take care of a problem here. That the machlokas is not whether or not, I don't think the machlokas is about whether or not you say Ema Aviren. That's not the way I understand the Gemara. See, the other Manda Amma is Mesmach Gula Gula Adif. In other words, what he's saying is that since Smicha's Gula Gula is an important factor, then you can't call it Ema Aviren. There's the reason for, in other words, he would agree, Ein Ma'avirin, you're right, you should have done an Adar Rishon. But you can't tell me it's Ma'avirin if it will result in a better formulation of the whole mitzvah if you do it in the second one. That doesn't violate the principle of Ein Ma'avirin. You can't call that a type of a bizui if it results in, if the, intrinsically you're being Ma'avir for a better kingdom. Now, the machlokas really is whether you have the. I would say if I was learning this Gemara, I'd say the machlokas is whether there's an idea of gula lagula. Not a question of whether or not a ma'avir. I just wanted to just, you know, put that point out there. Okay. All right. Anyhow, back to the problem. So I was thinking like this. Maybe you could say. Let's say case by Megillah, by Purim. So the truth of the matter is, there's 2 days of Yom Yadalit. So therefore, there are 2 days which there could be a Kiyom in the Yom Yadalit. Now it's doing the being koveya the Yom Purim, the Mitzvah Purim, is a kiyum in Yom Yadalit, and there are 2 Yom Yadalits by which to have that kiyum. So therefore, it'll be Ein Ma'avirin, because you could have had the kiyum in the Chefetz Shel Yom Yadalit on Adar Aleph. So you have no right to forsake that for the second Adar.
But that's not at the level of the individual. That's the
what do you mean? I don't know. I don't know if it's the... Well, who said? Who told you? What's the difference?
So you could just choose?
No, you can't choose.
So at what point is that...
Because, I would say this, because it would turn out that all the individuals of Klal Yisrael, so therefore that causes the Nihug to be the first month. I know what you're asking, and there is, but I think it's a question of the what comes first. Now it's really, it presents itself. You can see from this Gemara, there are 2 possibilities. There really are 2 possibilities.
Right. It's not that they're trying to trump one with the other, but inherently.
That's right. It seems that there really are 2 possibilities. You can't call one Adar, one Yudalid Adar, and there's a Ma'ora, there's a certain historical event, a certain nace, a certain, right, that took place on Yom Yadalit and on Yom Tezvav. Now, which one is it this year? The answer is it's both. Now, you can go back into the sugya. I mean, I can't answer all the questions. It's not my area right now. I mean, it's an interesting area, Okay, so you could ask. I mean, why couldn't it be left that it could be the guy could do choose which one he wants, or if he forgot to do it one, he'll do it the next, whatever. But that's not the question here right now. So and now when the Chachamim are in their designation, as they want to be koveya, when the nihug of the am should be. So the answer is that based on ein ma'avirin, it should be the first one. Or else they'll be creating an institution whose very nature will cause ein ma'avirin. I guess that's the argument. That's the argument that he's giving. Right? That's the very argument.
Yeah.
We can't create an institution, to have an institution whose very nature causes Eim Avirin, because the Kiyam could have occurred, the Kiyam and the Yom Yadala could have occurred in the first one.
Rabbi?
Yeah, go ahead.
Just not seeing how it's different from the case of Mizbeach with the two Yisodos. There too, you have two methods of attaining the Kiyam and Mizbeach.
No.
How's it different?
Yeah, what do you mean?
I'm just not seeing how it's logically different. You have a Kiyam Yadalid.
No, because here you
can do it.
No, here you're presented with two Yadalids. There it's one Mizbeach. It's one Kiyam Mizbeach.
There's two dates in which you can have the singular Kiyam Yadalit.
No, we could have the singular Kiyam of Purim. There's the Yom Yadalit could have its Kiyam of Purim. But there's two Yom Yadalits. There are, in fact, two different Yom Yadalits. There's Yudalit Adar Aleph and Yudalit Adar Bez. Now the question is, which one should you create the Kiyum in the Yom Yudalit? In which Yom Yudalit should you do it? A or B? That's Eim Avirin. But here it's one Kiyum is Beach. It's not a Kiyum in the Yesod. It's Kiyum is Beach. And the Kiyam Mizbeach takes place through a Yesod. So what's the difference? Which one? Just find the Yesod and start doing it. In the end, it's a Kiyam Mizbeach, but the Maisa has to take place in the Yesod Maravi. It's still Kiyam Mizbeach. In other words, it's essentially a din of Yesod Mizbach HaOla. Asher, Pesach HaMoed. The thing is that you have two Yemei Yudalit on a Shana Mubaris. And each Yom Yudalit presents is a potentia that a Kiyum, the Kiyum Purim, the Kiyum Maisei HaMitzvah, or the Kiyum Ma'ora, can be fulfilled through this Chafza. It'll be actually a Kiyum in the very Yom. It'll be a Kiyum in the Yom Yudalid. The Yom Yudalid's designation or potential will be fulfilled. So therefore, since there's two Yemei Yadalid, of which you can have a Kiyam in the Yom by doing the Nihuge Purim, Ahu the Pagavaresha. You got to do the first one, or else there'll be Eim Avirin. You have not allowed the Yom Yudalit to have fulfill its destiny. It's objective.
When Tosu says Shtei Mitzvahs, what's really the category that he's getting at?
The Kiyam and the Chafta. That's Shtei Mitzvahs.
When you have two
objects that have a certain potential that you could render a kiyum in their nature.
I see. Okay.
So you have no right to make a decision to drop one for another one. And that's what I was thinking about in terms of the Omer, for the little that I know.
Wait, let me ask you, on the Omer, before you said, is there a Kiyum in the Ketiras Omer?
Oh, so that's what, let me say. So I was going to say, for the little that I know, I was going to say that the minute that Mitzvahs Ketiras Omer devolves upon Klal Yisrael, so all the Seorim now have a potential. They're a chefta in potential. And there could be a kiyum in that chefta shel seorim. So it's not designating, like the Shita Mikubetza said, it's merely just designating a place where to cut it. See, that's like it's a superficial understanding. Yeah, of course. I mean, accidentally, it's designating where you're going to do it. But that's not the concept. It's Eim Avirin, because you're not designating. It's not like there's one Chefza, and now you're designating how to fulfill that Kiyam and that Chefza. That would be like Shirayim. But here it's not true. All the Seorim represent multitudes of Chafzas, of which the Kiyam Omer, the Kiyam Katsira could take place, and ultimately the Kiyam Korban could take place. I'm not saying exactly what the Chafz is. I don't know if I'm not in that area. You know, I don't know if it's each stalk or field, whatever it is. Okay? Maybe it's Korov and Rachok. I don't know. I'm not interested in the details of that. The point is that if the Kohen would come, if that whole procession would come out of Yerushalayim and they'd skip over a field for a field that's down the road, so that would be Eim Avirin. Because the Kiyum in the Chafza could have taken place through these. That could have been realized. Their destiny could have been realized. Their halachic destiny. They had a potential. And now you're passing over that for another group, for whatever reasons. That's a bizui. That's a bizui.
Is the Katsira itself a mitzvah?
Yes. Yes, there are three mitzvahs associated with the Omer. Svira, Ketzira, and Korban. Anyway, that's the best I can do right now. We're trying to deal with the Tosin again in the Zvachim and Menachas Tosin, which have the same basic idea. I'm not taking up any other Shitas Tosis . If you get a chance, for next week is Tisha B'Av, but Whatever, next time we get together, track down the Rambam. Take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam is very interesting. I don't have a Rambam in front of me right now, but I think you'll, it might make you even chuckle. Check out the Rambam. The Rambam by Shirayim. Check it out. Yeah. We should just go, you know, I'd like to, the next time we get together, just go through quickly the Shulchan Aruch and stuff, just to, you know, practically. I mean, there are practical things here. In terms of mitzvahs. Let's just, just practically, let's get the parameters a little bit better. It'd be a nice thing to do.
Other than Shivayim Hadam and Korban Omer.
Yes. Tzitzis, Tefillin, it's good, let's take a look. Let's take a quick look for the halacha there. That'll be good. All right.